Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. Authorities in North Iowa are looking for a man who has left the state with his 5-year-old child to avoid a custody battle. The Kossuth County Sheriff's Office says they are aware of the missing person report of a 5-year-old from Kossuth County. Sheriff Roger Fisher says this is a civil custodial issue between the biological parents that has been going on through the civil court in Kossuth County for several months. The child was transported by the father, Douglas Roth Sr., to Wisconsin. Local authorities and the court have attempted to have the father return the child to Kossuth County for custody hearings. Roth has failed to comply, therefore the court has issued a contempt warrant, and KCSO has filed a violation of custodial order warrant for Roth. They are working with Wisconsin authorities to locate Roth and return the child to Kossuth County. Filing a missing report for the 5-year-old allows authorities in any state to detain Roth if he continues to flee or avoid law enforcement, and to have the legal authority to take the child into custody of authorities. Sheriff Fisher also notes they believe the 5-year-old has been safe and in the care of a grandparent in Wisconsin, but until the child is located and in the care of Wisconsin authorities, the missing child report will remain active in case Roth continues to not comply with a Kossuth County court order or until the child is in the care of Kossuth County authorities. A Northeast Iowa man has been sentenced to 6 years in federal prison for his second conviction for being a felon illegally possessing a gun. In July 2023, Waterloo police stopped a car in which 38-year-old Jamaris Puckett of Waterloo was a passenger. Officers searched the car and found a rifle that was equipped with a large-capacity magazine in the back seat. Puckett was prohibited from possessing guns based on 2 prior felony convictions and a prior misdemeanor conviction for domestic violence. In May, Puckett pleaded guilty to 1 count of possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. Monday, he was sentenced in Cedar Rapids by United States District Court Chief Judge C.J. Williams to 72 months in federal prison. He must also serve a 3-year term of supervised release after prison. There is no parole in the federal system. Puckett is being held in United States Marshals custody until he can be transported to a federal prison. The case was investigated by the Waterloo Police Department, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and the FBI. One of 2 highway projects in Mason City has been completed, while another is nearing completion, at least for this year. U.S. Highway 65 South Federal Avenue in Mason City was fully open Monday afternoon between State Highway 122 and 19th Streets Southeast and Southwest, just a little earlier than anticipated. Pete Helmstead with the Iowa DOT Mason City office says paint crews were originally due to come in on Tuesday to paint the markings on the road, but due to the forecast, they moved in on Monday and the road was open to traffic. Helmstead adds there are a few things to complete, including getting streetlights working, which should be up and running next week. The traffic lights at 15th Street and 19th Street are in the flashing red mode. The people who program them will be in next Tuesday to get those going. Helmstead says next Tuesday is also the target date for work on State Highway 122 in the area of Mercy 1 North Iowa Medical Center to wrap up for this construction season, with traffic returning to normal. Plans are to have the new westbound lanes open on Tuesday and the eastbound lanes remaining in just 1 lane for 1 more day while traffic dividers are removed. Helmstead asks motorists to be aware of crews out there and to give them room to work. The eastbound lanes of that same stretch of State Highway 122 in Mason City will be worked on in 2026. Luther College's 6th annual One Team Day this Thursday is a time to celebrate and support Norse student athletes. Luther women's basketball coach Amanda Bailey says this One Team Day marks an exciting milestone in the Gurdon Fieldhouse renovation. Now we're inviting the entire Luther community to help us finish this project strong. The $24 million Fieldhouse renovation project is in its final stages and has been a game changer for Norse athletics. Bailey said, "It's phenomenal and the best space for our volleyball, basketball, and wrestling teams to compete in. This renovation isn't about replacing the history of our programs, it's about strengthening it." Head men's wrestling coach Dave Mitchell said the new format space beside the Robert and Ann Naislin Sports and Recreation Center and adjacent to Carlson Stadium elevates Luther's wrestling program. The Gurdon Fieldhouse has a new main lobby entrance, new concession stand, new restroom facilities, and a new home for the Athletic Hall of Fame. The uplift also includes updated team lockers and other athletic department support areas. Launched in 2020, One Team Day is a 24-hour campaign to support student athletes, with contributions on Thursday matched dollar for dollar by One Team Day sponsors at luther.edu/oneteamday or by calling 563-387-1862. In conjunction with One Team Day, a committee of Luther alumni and Decora leaders have raised over $140,000 from the Decora area over the past 2 months, with every gift also matched for a total of over $280,000. When they hit a goal of $500,000, the tailgating plaza outside of the new wrestling facility will become the Decora Community Tailgate Plaza, a space where students can soak up the sun, where families and alumni can gather for tailgates, and people can look out over the football field and the valley of the Decora area. Tonight on 95.1 The Bull, Hawk Talk with Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. Iowa football Saturday afternoon hosting Michigan State. Pregame at 12:30, kickoff just after 2:30 here on The Bull. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.